With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In New York, jury deliberations in Donald Trump's criminal trial have begun. Following the delivery of jury instructions by the judge and a full day of closing arguments. Outside the courthouse, the former president says the case against him was pushed by members of the Biden administration.
They're smart. They're fascists, they're communists, but they're smart. And they're ruining our country. But we're going to win this election. November 5th is going to be the most important day in the history of our country. We're going to take back our country from these fascists and these thugs.
The jury's discussions will be secret, though they can send notes to the judge asking to rehear testimony or see evidence. That's also how they'll notify the court of a verdict or if they're unable to reach one. Also at SRNNews.com, there's more potentially dangerous weather ahead for parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and the region. Correspondent Donna Warder has more on today's forecast.
Another burst of severe weather ripped the roofs off homes, uprooted trees, and flooded streets in parts of Texas on Tuesday. A 16-year-old boy was killed at a construction site while working on a home that collapsed. Forecaster David Roth of the Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland, says for especially Texas, the concern is potentially several more days of rain. Flooding and damage in Houston has come just weeks after widespread storms associated with rapidly moving rain showers and thunderstorms that have left at least 8 people dead and knocked out electricity to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. I'm Donna Warder.
And on Wall Street, stocks are in the red now. The Dow dropping 336 points, the NASDAQ is off 44, and the S&P 500 losing 27. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention coming to Indianapolis.
The country's largest Protestant denomination will hold its annual summer convention June 9th through the 12th in the state capitol. The theme of this year's event is One Mind, One Voice, based on Romans 15, verses 5 and 6. The SBC continues to see gradual decline in overall membership, as most denominations are, but involvement by individuals in their local churches is actually intensifying in the denomination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Washington revoked a Christian couple's foster care license because they reject transgenderism. Shane and Jennifer DeGrosse are suing the state's Department of Children, Youth, and Families, for which they served as foster parents from 2013 to 2022. Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit on behalf of the Christian couple on First Amendment grounds. This is SRN News. A probe is examining suspicions of Russian interference at the European Parliament.
Seoul's military has mobilized chemical and explosive response teams to recover objects and debris in different parts of the country. The North says leader Kim Jong-un has urged his military scientists to overcome a failed satellite launch and continue developing his nation's space-based reconnaissance capabilities, state media's reporting. The report also said Kim's speech on Tuesday warned of unspecified stern action against Seoul for purportedly performing aerial exercises involving 20 fighter jets on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
About 6.5 million children in Afghanistan are forecast to experience crisis levels of hunger in 2024. Afghanistan facing the immediate impacts of floods and the long-term effects of drought. More details at SRNNews.com.